My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He is Hitman Hoops. Miss Bat Violet. It's on Twitter, Hitman Hoops. It has been quite the 24 hours in Memphis basketball. Or Hitman, when we scheduled the interview, we thought there would be at least one assistant returning. And since then, now there are no assistant coaches returning with the news that Rick Stansberry is expected to be out as well. Welcome to the show. What have you made of the last 24 hours for Memphis basketball?
I think it's chaos right now. I kind of alluded to that on Twitter last week. It's chaos right now. It's going to be chaos over the next 2 weeks as well as they attempt to find, you know, replacements on the staff. It's what, September, your first exhibition's a month and a half away. You've got the season starting in 2 months and you're looking for staff members. It's honestly, you know, it's almost an embarrassment to the city of Memphis what's going on in the program right now.
We can kind of see, because we had you on last week, and it was you, Hitman, who had reported the tension between Stansberry and Penny. And so rather than asking you how we got here with Rick and being out, right, I guess my question for you is more the other guys. And what was so curious about it really was it was the three guys that you had named in the interview weren't helping the program whatsoever. And then, boom, first we're seeing the reports as the three of them. And I know Jermaine's staying, but essentially it was the three that you had laid out in terms of the interview. How did we get there with them? Was that a deal where, okay, we're gonna look at what we've got? You know what? Hitman's right. Like, these guys are. How did we get there with those three? Configure it with Stansberry.
Oh, well, I'll tell you that my comments last week were not a coincidence. You know, this had been in the works for, 3 to 4 weeks. So, you know, I had some people question, you know, why it would, be blatantly honest on the radio like that. Well, you know, the end was in sight. So, you know, going back to your question was, you know, what happened with those three guys and Stansberry as well. And now Demetrius is in it. You know, Jermaine survived again. I'm not sure how he keeps surviving, you know, given his history at Troy and UT Martin. Not sure on that. That's sarcastic. I am sure on what he knows and, you know, what Penny doesn't want out there. But if we go to Rick, there was a reported rift last week. And that's been looming for the last 2 weeks as well. The AD, you know, since he took office, he's placed a big emphasis on cleaning up the program. So in the eyes of the NCAA, you know, getting rid of Rick, getting rid of, Jamie Rosser, who also served a show cause from his actions at SIBO, and Faraji and Demetrius were dragged into it as well. So, it looks on the outside that Memphis is cleaning up its program, and that's going to help them, you know, given that the NCAA's findings are looming.
I think there are two big questions, maybe three now that you mentioned that. Maybe there are more than three. Maybe I don't even need to put a number on it. But I think
I was going
to
say, with how he ended that.
Yeah. The decision, it sounds like,
I mean, I've heard from different people different things, but have you arrived at the conclusion that these decisions were facilitated and carried out by Penny by himself?
They were not. They were not. In an ideal world, going back to April, May, when Penny started negotiating with Nolan Smith again to join the staff, in an ideal world, there would be no one leaving the staff other than, the guys that left on their own, Borman, Kipnis, and Garrett Kelly. Other than those guys, you would add Nolan and your staff would be done. That's in an ideal world. However, since, the AD took office in early August, and he's right. I mean, he's right to do this, trying to clean up the program, trying to, limit the findings, the potential punishments that the NCAA could impose upon Memphis, given the ongoing investigation into academic-related violations as well as multiple other violations over the past two seasons. So, he's right in doing this, and it starts at the top, and it was more so both of them. This was a process that took 3 to 4 weeks, so it wasn't just, Penny or the AD woke up one day and say, we need to get rid of these guys. This was both Penny and the AD.
It was both.
Yes.
I mean, because Jermaine's presence here would suggest that if this was some sort of clean sweeping organized AD's mandating, that would not. Because Jermaine still being here would suggest that Penny has made the decision.
I'll say the AD got something he wanted, and Penny got something he wanted. And as to who's leaving, who's staying. That's how I put it.
And do you expect, and I think you may have this out there already, Hitman, I apologize if you do, you expect Jermaine instead of perhaps Andre in terms of the assistants now, and I'm speaking of the, I know a lot of cases we're calling them all assistants. I think even Memphis refers to, five, six guys as that. But in terms of those three roles, do you expect Jermaine to fill one of them? Would that be Andre Turner, joining Nolan and Mike? How do you see that playing out?
Yeah, so you're allowed to have five on-court assistants.
Five, right.
I'd see, Mike Davis, Nolan, once his contract gets finalized. You'd have, potentially Andre Turner moving over, Jermaine Johnson. That's four out of your five right there.
Got it. Yep.
We'll see what he does with the last spot.
Why now?
Why before the season?
Yeah.
Right before, this was started in early August, so it's been going on for about a month. With the AD, the new AD coming in, wanting to clean up the program, wanting to better Memphis and look out for them in terms of the NCAA violations. That's pretty much the reason why now. It's not ideal for anyone involved. If it were ideal, this stuff would have happened back in, March, April, after the exit meetings. But
I'm curious, man, because and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but last week we talked to you, and I kind of got the sense from you that, and this was, this is the sense I'm getting from you. Penny can get this job done. He can get it done, but he's got to listen to the right folks that are around him and have the right folks that are around him. I just have the right folks around. I just wonder if where we are now, a few days differently, and with these changes, now we know, Stansberry being out, would you be encouraged by what you've seen? If this is a cleaning up of things, at least partially so from the administration, are you encouraged, or does the Jermaine news change that, or does the Rick news change in terms of how you feel about Penny's ability to now get the job done?
I think if, going back to what I said, I totally believe Penny can get this done, and, he's one of the best men for the job at Memphis, but he's got to stay out of his own way. What I mean by that is, hiring assets to the program, not family members, right? Not people that you share fraternity with, right? Hiring assets to the program and, coaches that'll provide value and hold others accountable. I fully believe Nolan Smith is going to be an asset for the program. I believe in Mike Davis as well. I believed in Rick Stansberry. He's gone now. If we go back to what Rick did, how he built this roster, he brought in every one of these guys but two. And Musa Cisse, you know, Nick Jordan was already there.
Wow.
So, you know, it's his recruiting relationships at the end of the day that built this roster. So, again, I don't think that's, you know, an ideal move, especially for the season about to be starting. I mean, you know, let's say, you know, worst-case scenario, player doesn't get their money for the month. What relationship do you have to lean on to, you know, kind of settle those ends? So I think that I am encouraged, but I'm also not fully encouraged. If that makes sense.
Yeah. So like I think who did what is so important in the framing of the story, and I can't ignore what I heard this morning. Which is in direct conflict with what you have heard, which is that it was not an administrative decision. And this is someone who has been told that definitively by the administration. And I guess the part I have a hard time with is, like, Penny didn't ever listen to anything Laird Veach said. They had no relationship. Right, it's not like Penny has ever, you know, Penny's never dealt with the athletic director. Penny has always dealt with the president at Memphis for the most part. So I guess my question to you would be, why all of a sudden now would he be acquiescing to an athletic director who showed up here and started work last Tuesday?
Yeah, and let's be honest. If it were Penny doing this, then this would have happened in, you know, March and April.
That would have made more sense for sure.
And I don't think it would have happened because, you know, Penny, he's extremely loyal to his guys. And, you know, each one of those guys, Dyson, Faraji, Rosser, Jermaine, I mean, those are his guys. So, you know, if it were fully Penny, you know, he wouldn't have gotten rid of them. I do think the AD had some influence in the decision. I do know the AD had some influence in the decision. I mean, you know, he's put an emphasis on cleaning up the program, and I'm fully on board with that.
Right.
So,
right.
And at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter, you know, who did what or who orchestrated what. You know, all that matters is, you know, whether the program's cleaned up and, you know, starts to succeed. All right. I think we're on the right path.
We're talking to Hitman Hoops, Memphis basketball analyst on Twitter at Hitman Hoops. What are from, you know, cause I've gotten, you know, I've heard from people I haven't heard from in 10 years, you know, it's kind of crazy how this works. People that you talk to around basketball, what are they saying about the situation in Memphis? What's the opinion outside?
I'll tell you this, you know, a lot of the coaches, you know, in the industry, they don't have a favorable opinion on Penny. So I got to preface by saying that. So they're definitely, the perceptions that I've heard about the situation are definitely influenced by that. But you know, it's been extremely negative. I've had some coaches tell me it's a clown show, what's going on. They're shocked. They have no idea what's going on. Why Rick? Why now? And the same questions that, you know, most fans have and that you guys have. They're dumbfounded. A lot of the coaches that I've talked to think that the NCAA is going to hammer Memphis, and, you know, this is their way of cleaning up the program to look better in terms of the eyes of the NCAA, who's definitely watching what's going on now.
Yeah. So I guess we probably can't go quite there yet. I don't want to. Yeah. But interesting. Yeah. In terms of the new staff that it should be, it's Nolan we expect, Mike Davis we expect, and Jermaine we expect. I mean.
You mentioned Andre as well as one of those five.
Yeah, I mean, you could do worse in a pinch, honestly. I mean, I'm sure that's what gave Penny and the administration the, you know, the feeling that they could do this in September, that they knew they sort of had that on standby.
Yeah, and I am encouraged by the staff now. I do have my concerns about Jermaine, as I noted, you know, on the last radio show. Just given his history at Troy and UT Martin, you know, he was fired from both of those places, you know, and when we talked about this before the show, you know, it is important whether he is classified as, you know, as assistant or a consultant, because, you know, if there's any evidence of him being on court, teaching his defense, this and that, as a consultant, as, you know, what was reported by I think it was Leon Taylor who put that out. He was a consultant, spoke to Penny directly. You know, if he's a consultant, he can't be on the court teaching defense at all. He's not an assistant. He's not one of the five assistants. That's a direct NCAA violation. So, you know, either you know, Penny lied to Leon Taylor, or you know, another NCAA violation just occurred, and you know, they admitted to it. So, you know, we were talking a little bit about that before the show, but you know, I do have my doubts about Jermaine, but you know, again, I've heard some good things about him. You know, he knows defense really well, so you know, maybe they can get back to the defense, you know, that there was in 2021, 2021, 2022 seasons. So I am encouraged overall by the staff, but you know, I do still have some concerns. So.
Yeah, you mentioned you mentioned the fact that Rick, what'd you say, he's responsible for all but two players.
Yeah,
I would assume it's just probably too late for those guys to go anywhere else.
You couldn't
use the, like, it has to be the head coach that leaves, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. I would not worry at all about players leaving. One, they can cry wolf all they want and say, you know, we're not going to play this and that. One, that only hurts their professional stock. NBA teams see that, and, you know, they're going to get a question about that in pre-draft interviews if they're, you know, even high enough to be considered, you know, for draft stock. But and then two, you know, if they quit, they're not going to get paid. That's just how it is. So right. And they can't leave. They're locked in. They're already enrolled in classes. They can't go anywhere. So I do think that, you know, this timing, you know, whether planned or, you know, coincidence, it is definitely extremely helpful to the program, you know, in keeping all these players here. And again, I mean, they got these players enrolled in summer classes right away. So, and that's what you're taught to do in the business. So, you know, no teams are coming there. No Rick Stansbury is coming there and poach your team's players like what happened with PJ Carter. So,
last thing I saw, the Memphis's NIL caught astray this morning from a person who claims he is an NIL agent. Chris Wash, he said, Memphis basketball is a mess, has been. Penny is the problem. Also, NIL money there, you're going to get a fourth of what you're told if you're lucky, whether you have an agent or not. has that been your experience, or is this Chris Wash being sour grapes and salty about one of his clients not being good here?
You know, it is important to note that he did represent Jaquan Walton, and, you know, it's not, I mean, it's pretty openly known that, you know, they had some, you know, some beef over, you know, how much they were getting paid, when they were getting paid, this and that. But, you know, to my knowledge, you know, Jaquan Walton, you know, fully paid. Every player from last season was fully paid. So I'm not sure what he's referencing exactly. But, you know, it might stem from just him being disgruntled about, you know, his client and, you know, now his present client there as well. So,
can I ask who his present client is at Memphis?
Yeah, he helps represent PJ Carter.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, maybe he'll have a better experience. But I would say,
yeah, no. I mean, Chris is a good dude, so
yeah.
You know, I'm sure he has, you know, maybe more information on this. You know,
yeah.
Maybe there's something behind the scenes that I don't know. But you know, as far as I know, Jaquan Walton was fully paid. So.
Yeah, well, what I would say to Chris is that, you know, Jaquan was one-fourth the player we thought he'd be. So it's all equal. So you get one-fourth the promise, and you provided one-fourth the production. We're all good. All good. So anyway, Hitman, good stuff as always, man. Appreciate
you,
the time.
Hitman.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on. Nice talking to you guys.
Yes, sir. He is Hitman Hoops. Joins us throughout the college basketball season when that does indeed arrive. So, listen, you're hearing sort of conflicting things about how much input Ed Scott did or did not have. I guess maybe that is secondary in some ways. But I was told this morning by someone who, you know, spoke to him directly.
Well, can both of you guys be right? That's what I pulled from it.
I suppose that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Penny and the administration, which
they work together.
Said,
yeah. Yes. But hey, like, I, you know, want to make
one got
changes.
A little bit of what, you know, the other one wanted, and they kind of compromised a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And be, you know, on Penny's side, looks like it's Jermaine.
Right. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, it's certainly possible. But anyway, yeah, it's been a crazy morning. with Memphis basketball. And, you know, now it'll just be a matter of solidifying that staff and making it official and onboarding Nolan.
Can you get all that done before the golf tournament?
I think so.
Before Penny's, before, what was that, 23rd?
Well, you've already been negotiating with Nolan for 7 years. So
well, now you got, you freed up money, right?
So much money.
Now you can just.
Yeah.
You know, just even took Dyson's little stipend.
He did, man. Damn.
Did Demetrius have to catch it?
I don't really know what Demetrius did. You know, I really don't.
All that brother did was work.
Yeah. So
behind the scenes.
Demetrius,
the great
actually,
Demetrius Dyson.
He actually posted, you know, on his Instagram. The man behind the scenes, the man who invested blood, sweat, and tears daily for our city's team, the one who worked without any notoriety or appreciation until being negatively mentioned. Some ish doesn't make sense, but God got me. I don't just do this for fun. It's in me. If you know, you know.
So, man, and Demetrius Dyson is as good as they come, man.
I didn't even mention him.
There's a life behind that name, bro, you need to put some respect
on. Can we get
on.
The Godfather? Can we get the Godfather?
That the Godfather needs to at least acknowledge around here. I want to tell you, I want to tell you, Demetrius like Arlington or Munford or one of them. Like he was out that way.
And then he went to UMass, right?
Yeah, I think it was UMass.
Demetrius Denzel Dyson. I think he maybe went. He bounced around a little bit.
Dude, he's like a great trainer. Yeah, he's doing every day, just unacknowledged over there, putting in the real work. Love you, Demetrius.
I didn't want to have to do this. Demetrius,
he seems like an innocent.
I wanted to have this individual meeting with you, Rick, Faraji, Jamie. We throw them out all at once, but you, I knew there was something special with you, young man. This gonna pain me. I don't exactly know why I am being told to let you go. I have no idea. Like they just kind of said you gotta. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I can get you like a Rafferty's gift card or something on the table, you know. But I'm being told I gotta let you go. What did you even do? Where's the white boy? Does anybody know? But yes, you're gonna have to turn your key card in, young man. I don't really know like what he did. I don't, you know, it just kind of seems like he was just collateral damage, indeed. You know. But yeah, crazy times, man. And we'll get Nolan onboarded. At some point, I assume that's probably, you know, in the process.
Give him his email address and
then
his key card.
And we'll have that discussion with Nolan when the time comes that there is a certain way of doing things when you are indoctrinated into the Memphis basketball family. First off, you have to cut your wrist and you have to sign your contract in blood. Right, that's the first thing. Secondly, you talk to anybody outside that building, you are subject to great punishment. You know, whether passively, aggressively, or directly, it just depends on the day. So just know that's just one of the things you know you have to know when you're coming to Memphis. Anyway, good stuff there from Hitman Hoops.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
on.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.